Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
Good morning and welcome to Taste Matters. I'm your host, Mitchell Davis, and every Wednesday at 11 o'clock we have a conversation about taste because it matters. And today is a very special day. I am standing at the edge of the entrance to the Tsukiji Fish Market in Tokyo, Japan. It's the largest fish market in the world. We're about to take a walk through with one of the great Japanese chefs, Shin Takagi, who you'll remember from a previous show on Taste Matters. He has a great restaurant called Zenia in Kanazawa. Actually, has two restaurants there, and two restaurants and a third opening in Seoul in Korea. And we're here with Shinbei, who is a distributor here, who ships some of the greatest fish and seafood from all over the world that come through this market every day. And he ships it all over the world for the last 20 years. He's been running a wholesale distributor. And we're also with Shun Nakasone, a great friend and food lover and translator. And we're about to take a walk through the market. It's a little bit zany. There are carts flying around. There are fish steamingly frozen all over. And we're just going to have an exciting tour of the largest fish market in the world. Tsukiji was built here after the Second World War. This was a naval air base, the piece of property that it's on, that had such strong concrete foundation that it wasn't destroyed in the bombings, and they built the fish market quickly thereafter. It's actually on its way to move to another location, so there won't be many more visits to this particular place, but moving this, it's really a city here under the shelters of that look like airplane hangars. Anyway, we're about to enter the market, and let's go. Okay, let's do it. There are these great little carts everywhere that you have to duck out of and be careful of, three-wheeled carts that drivers stand behind and steer these giant wheels as they turn through the market. So Shin, can I ask you a question? Would you regularly, do you get fish from here every day, or you actually shop at the Kanazawa market for your restaurants there?
Basically, I'm looking for the ingredients in Kanazawa market,
right?
But sometimes I order to him.
And would Kanazawa market ingredients come from here also, some of the distributors?
Yes, some of them, okay. Because this is the biggest one. And most of the best ingredients of Japan come to Tsukiji.
Right. And what about for your restaurants in Korea? Produce is shipped from here through all the world, is it not?
Unfortunately, after earthquake 2011,
yes.
Korean government doesn't allow to have seafood from Japan. So that's why my restaurant in Korea also always using seafood from Korea.
Yeah. Ah, got it. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, so what are we looking at?
We're going to now wholesale. Okay. Now.
Okay. If we don't get killed crossing the street. There's a real traffic jam. Bicycles, people, carts, trucks, fish. We can hardly get into the wholesale portion of the market. What's amazing for this gigantic fish market is there's almost no off smells, just the sweetest smell of the sea. And all you see are fish, are stalls of fishmongers from as far as the eye can look. We're entering deep into the... Ah, there goes a truck of tuna, steaming. They're so cold and frozen, they're steaming. So, can I borrow you for a sec? Shun, could you ask how does it work? Each of these is a different business. Each of these stalls here.
Every wholesale companies, different companies.
Uh-huh. And generally, people have clients who go back to the same places, or do businesses and restaurants come shop around, or really they have? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it an open market?
いつも同じところにお店の人ってここに買いに来るんですが、それとも結構、周りを歩いて
自由です。もう同じところに行ってもいいし、好きなところで。
Anything you want, you can actually come back to the same place repeatedly, or you can, you know, shop around as well.
Okay.
まあでも働いてるのは人間なので。
And they're all human, so you know, if you don't have a regular customer coming back to your place every morning, they kind of, you know, lose interest.
Right, right. So there is some form of loyalty. We're looking at giant shellfish that have, they almost look like gooey ducks. Oh my goodness, and beautiful displays of tuna of all different colors, white.
Tuna.
Maguro?
Maguro.
Beautiful tuna. Of course, the bluefin tuna. Swordfish. This is swordfish. I see. Oh. Hajiki. Swordfish. Each stall seems to have large cutting areas and for preparing the fish. Oh, every fish is displayed with a sign that says where it's from. Location of in the sea of Japan, of around the coast of Japan. Well, okay.
This is one of the most famous tuna wholesalers here.
Okay. Because famous for its quality?
Yeah, quality and
the amount they handle is probably at the top among all the wholesalers in the market.
Right. Beautiful. Of course, eating bluefin tuna is getting more problematic as the seas are depleted of this sort of legendary fish, which is a problem for this market. You look around here and you see so much, thousands and thousands of varieties and pounds and pounds and millions of pounds of fish, and you wonder how much can actually still be in the sea. Different stalls, I guess, specialize in different things, but some also just have everything, right? Right.
Those rocks, it's oyster.
Those rocks are oysters. Those are giant Pacific oysters. They must be those big.
It's a natural one, not from farm.
Right, of course. They look like they weigh a pound. Wow, beautiful summer oysters. Okay. What is this fish?
Flatfish.
Hirame. Turbo, I think we call that, no?
You can see the difference in layouts, how they present their fish.
Right, the more beautiful, the more care, right. Some of them are very beautifully displayed. Yes. Look at all of these. So these look like snappers or something to me.
Alphonsine, this is Alphonsine.
Alphonsine.
Kinmedai is like
red snapper.
Deep sea red snapper. It's
beautiful, beautiful fish. Wow. It's amazing how appetizing it all looks. In America, fish markets are not all so appetizing looking.
で一部スクスが流通するんですよ、ね、
なるほどね。
he says in America they usually put it in the big box, bigger boxes, like 50 yes. pound boxes, but these are 3.7 kilos, which is like 7, 8 pounds.
Right, so very small,
yeah.
which helps preserve the integrity of the fish, I guess. They're not piled on top of each other. Right.
Exactly. They're very carefully treated.
Yep.
With ice underneath.
Yeah, so the ice doesn't touch the fish itself, right? And some are in water, or is that just melted ice?
That's seawater.
Oh, in seawater. And they're shipped in seawater. So, when would some of this fish have been caught? So some 2-3 days, this was just yesterday, and it's here already for sale. Amazing. The logistics of this place are incredible.
Get from the outer islands of Tokyo, so it was probably caught yesterday or something.
Yeah, okay, and what fish is it?
Kuromutsu. It's called Kuromutsu.
I'm not sure what that means, but we'll look it up.
Yeah, kuro is black, and
right.
mutsu is the type of fish. And mutsu today.
You can eat
the 15
East restaurant in New York.
15 East restaurant.
Yeah, this. Shimizu.
Oh, really? This might go to 15 East restaurant. Wow, that's impressive. 15 East. I might have eaten it already. I love that place. So how would a restaurant in New York buy fish here? They would need someone like you or a no, or they have a buyer who comes and then...
New York の人たちは、例えば、浅井さんのような方から直接買うのか、それとも彼らもなんとかこっちに来てコネクションを作ってっていうふうにやるんですか？どういうふうにしてるんですか？
ニューヨークはもう今はほとんど僕が。
あ、そうなん
ですか。大体30件ぐらい。それでまあ、向こうにディストリビューターにしまるっていうのがあるんですけど。
So there is a distributor in New York called Nishimaru, and he just sends all the fish over to that distributor, and that distributor takes care of 30-40 restaurants in New York City.
I see. So a restaurant there would only have access to what might be there then. Yes, that's the perfect.
So he talks to the restaurants directly through Skype or emails, oh. and then he knows
says what they want to send to the distributor. Amazing. Well, what were you going to say, Sean? No. Were you going to say something?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, sorry. Okay. Can we keep going this way?
Okay, this way.
There are these narrow alleys. Well, there's wide avenues. I mean, and by wide, I mean 6 feet across, and narrow alleys about 4 feet across. And everywhere you go, there are bicycles and carts and people driving these little skiji mobiles. Oh, look, eels. This isn't. These are all. Freshwater eels or saltwater? Freshwater eels. Conger eels. Beautiful. And a squid. Beautiful squid, all laid out. Oh, look at that, kaki, crab.
We've gone through some big wholesalers
right.
here, but if you have anything particular you want to see?
No, I think that, what is, I've never seen anything quite like that.
Spanish mackerel.
Spanish mackerel, but what is this?
Sea cucumber.
Oh. Sea cucumber. We love Spanish mackerel,
yeah,
yes.
It's popular in the USA, right?
Yes.
USA prices, pound of $4, $5 price this fish. But Japan, $20, $30 a pound.
Wow. Well,
but,
But
そうです。だから例えば日本でポピュラーでもアメリカでは人気ないものはいくら頑張って送ってもあまりこう人気がない。
There are different likings of the customers.
Right.
So if he tries to ship something that's very popular here, but it's not, which is not really popular over there in New York or any place in the United States.Then he doesn't really want to deal with that.
Right. Well, especially mackerel is popular with chefs, but not so much with guests. They won't pay so much. The diners, the chefs love to use it because it's a beautiful, moist, flavorful fish. But American diners won't pay so much for it like they would here. Yeah, very. This is what?
Eastern Hokkaido.
Eastern Hokkaido, very rare shrimp. Shima ebi, sweetwater shrimp, right? No?
That's ama ebi.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. And shima ebi is a specialty from Hokkaido. Shima is actually stripes. So it's got the stripes on its body. And it's a very rare kind. And, right. and it's very good as well.
I don't mind just walking a little bit more through, I mean, just to see what we see. What are, look at the, what are those gigantic clams?
This is pin shell.
Pin shell?
Pin shell.
Pin shell?
Wow.
So it's most, almost like scallops. It's good.
This is, we're holding up, it looks like a mussel or a cross between a mussel and a clam that's about a foot long, almost a
that big shell,
10 inches, but a small mussel inside that's like a scallop, wow. And there are also fresh live scallops and other clams. Wow, octopus. Well, what are these?
From Stockton, from Alaska.
What is it?
From San Francisco.
So,
herring roe.
Herring roe.
Oh, herring roe from Alaska and San Francisco, all the way here in Tsukiji Market in Japan. Herring roe. Oyster purveyor, not, mollusk purveyor, all kinds of mollusks from all over the world. We seem to be in the shellfish section.The market.
That's inside of that big mussel.
I see. What is this? Shad roe?
Puffer.
Puffer fish liver?
It's
a sperm sac. Oh. Sperm sac. Of which fish? Of the puffer fish?
Fugu desu. Yeah, from blowfish.
Blowfish. Sperm sac. Looks beautiful. It really, it's hard to describe. Whoops. Excuse me. Sorry. Okay. How...Yeah, sure. Sure. So we're going to, right. Although we've missed the tuna auction, we're going to walk on to the area where that happens. At 4-5 o'clock in the morning, every morning, fish, the tuna auction, from tuna from around the world come to this special place where...The auction happens, and as bluefin tuna becomes increasingly rare, and many people think should no longer be eaten, of course it's really a part of the backbone of the cuisine, the Japanese, and the Japanese are willing to pay dearly for that fish. Recently, a record-breaking sale of $375,000, $400,000 for a tuna was sold here. It's big business. The tuna are caught around the world, and the best of them find their way eventually here to Tsukiji. So we're walking to the, down the main, one of the main arteries of the market on our way to the tuna auction just to see the physical space. The logistics are, to me, what is among the most impressive, to get this seafood from where it's caught all over the world. Ah, here are some fish. So these fish have been sold. Sold? Today?
Sold, yeah.
Yeah, and this is fresh tuna. Does it say how much they paid? No, you don't know. A lot, though.
And they're for scale.
This is the auction area?
Yes, this is the auction area.
So it's sort of a big warehouse space, lots of ice, lots of fish in going to their new homes.
I think someone transferred outside of Tokyo, another fish market for tomorrow sale.
Oh, I see. Oh, interesting.
Anyway, tuna coming to Tsukiji fish market is fast.
Right.
Then auction. One auction.
Right.
Then after, spread out in all Japan.
And then it's sold again, so broken up and sold again in different markets.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Whoops, sorry, we're in the way. So these little coffins of, ice coffins of tuna are on their way to another sale or to be distributed. It's really quite impressive. There are these pine boxes tied with string. This is traditional, this wood?
Yes.
Yes, very traditional.
Traditional coffin.
Yeah, coffin, yes.
Yeah, we say, we call coffin.
Oh, that's what it looks like.
Coffin.
Uh-huh. Amazing. When you, Shin, when you look around here, do you get ideas to cook? Are you to see things that you want?
Yes, but basically we don't come here.
Yes, I know.
So that's why, so very interesting.
Yeah.
And usually, yes.
So different regions of Japan have different fish preferences, you know, the same way?
Yes.
Yeah, so because of the local coast or whatever is available there.
Right.
So not all, I mean, it's very hard when you're in America, you think of Japanese food, of course, you think of one type of cuisine or maybe a few different variations, but here they're so regional, the tastes, the fish themselves, how they're prepared.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
And Kanazawa, where you are from, is famous for seafood, in fact, also,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Cold water.
And also, we do have a lot of tuna in summertime.
Oh.
Basically, the people working in the market think of tuna, bluefin tuna, is a fish of winter time.
Right.
Yes, but now in Kanazawa, it's the best season to enjoy the...
Because that's interesting.
Yeah.
So everyone who loves tuna would have to go from Tokyo to Kanazawa.
Right.
The warm weather, right? We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back on location at the Tsukiji Fish Market in Tokyo, Japan. Thanks.
Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Washed rind cheeses are a fairly recent addition to the repertoires of artisanal cheesemakers in the United States. These cheeses tend to be stinkier than other types and are often high on the list of connoisseurs. Now, Whole Foods Market has come up with one of their own. The raw cow's milk cheese, made by Sprout Creek Farm in Poughkeepsie, New York, is washed with 6-point ale from Red Hook, Brooklyn. The beige sticky rind deepens in color as it ages. The satiny ivory cheese within is mellow, with a sweetly tangy bite and a grassy aroma. The current version features 6-point diesel, which is in limited supply, so stop by and pick up some before it's gone. And Point of Origin cheese is sold exclusively at Whole Foods Market in New York, Northern New Jersey, and Connecticut. For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
Welcome back to Taste Matters. I'm your host, Mitchell Davis, and I'm on location at the Tsukiji Fish Market in Tokyo, Japan. I should remind you that if you have any questions about fish or Japanese food or anything that you hear on the show, you can write us an email at info@heritageradionetwork.org, or you can tweet us your questions at Taste Matters HRN, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. First, we have to find the answers. So we're continuing to walk through the market here today with our guests, Shin Takagi, the chef of Zinnia in Kanazawa, and our wholesale distributor here at Tsukiji, Shimbei, who's been a distributor for more than 20 years here at the market, and my friend and translator, Shun Nakasone, who is very helpful, and you'll recognize his voice from the English that he is helping us to communicate. But it's an amazing place. Unfortunately, we don't have a TV show. It's just a radio show. And to see what goes on here is just incredible, to think of the logistics that get the food from around the world, the fish from around the world, in the freshest quality, to here, to the market, and then to points all over the world as well. We'll continue our walk through the market now, through the wholesale portion.
The way they take care of the fish is so superb here in Japan, not only at this fish market, but each fisherman's union in each city takes care of the fish very carefully. So if you caught like two pieces of fish and bring it over there to the union, they take care, they take the very what do you call it?
Well, they're very careful.
So they buy it, of course, from you, and then take care of it, so it's always fresh. Yeah, just keep the top quality for the next few days, for sure. But if you did that in New York or any American fishermen's union, they don't really care about those two pieces of fish. You know?
Right.
It's just those two just sit out there and it just gets bad.
So it's only good when it's caught and the quality deteriorates as it gets through the system, and by the time it finally gets to you.
That's what he was saying. Yeah, the system is really excellent here. Yeah.
Can I ask him a question? Yeah, in the 20 years that he's been here at Tsukiji, has he seen changes in what's available or what people want and what comes out of the sea, all those sorts of things?
この20年とか扱われる魚の違いってありますか?この20年間で。とか取れる魚が変わってきたとか、そういう中で扱われるものが何か違ってきたっていう感じられますか?あの、まあとにかくその何ですかね、そのライブフィッシュ、その何ていうんですか、あのブクブクの機能っていうのは何ていうんですっけ?
The system, the device that keeps fish alive in the big tank. Has been developed so much in the last 20 years in each fisherman's area.
Right.
So they can keep the fish very fresh
and alive.
Alive.
All the way through the system.
Right. Here. From the very beginning. Okay. As soon as you catch fish, you can just put it in that big tank, which keeps it alive for the necessary amount of time.
So that's a technological advance. What about trends in taste?
So actually that expands the variety of fish. So you can get any type of fish alive to the market, and that makes the lineup a little bit different from the past.
And what about in tastes of the consumers or the chefs? Have there been trends in what people want?
消費する人たち、お客さんたちとか、あとはシェフたちの中で好みが変わってるなっていうのは感じられたことありますか?
そうですね。まず一番はその、なんだ、養殖魚。 がもう安定してるので、今クオリティとか値段とかが安定してるので、まあそっち、要は脂の乗った魚が人気が強いですよね。そうなんですね。それと、まあその、なんだ、鮮度の高いもの、生き締めをすぐ食べる。じゃあ、種類としては何か変わってきたということはそんなに見られない。種類としてはそんなに変わってない。なるほど。
Well, he doesn't see very many big changes in the kinds of fish that he's dealt with for the last 20 years. But of course, the technique to grow fish, like farm grow fish, has been developed so much so that they want more of those farm grown fish, actually.
that their quality is good enough, has improved to the point that they're very good.
Quality and price has been so stabilized the last few years. So that's what the demands are, actually.
Interesting. And does Japan do a lot of fish farming? Or?
Domestically, it's been declining, but actually the demand from other countries, overseas countries, has been increasing, actually. So those people would want more of those fish, that type of fish from Tsukiji.
And as a chef of a very high-level restaurant, what do you feel about farmed fish?
Well,
honestly,
basically, I don't use those kind of fish in my restaurant. But when I try to prepare some Japanese dish, Japanese cuisine in the overseas, it's very easy to order and easy to expect quality.
I see. Because?
Yes, because as you know, that I'm always going to the market every morning to check the ingredients and to pick up. But in the overseas, it's almost impossible. So that's why, without going to the market, ordering some kind of fish from the farm is very easy.
And consistent. Okay, interesting. But all right. But you, Shin Takagi, in your small Zania, would not use farm fish because that's not what people come to you for.
Yeah.
Right.
If you want, I will do it.
If you want, you'll do it. But right. But you don't want to do it. Okay. And that concludes our segment here. We're at the back end of the Tsukiji Fish Market, where my friends have never been before, where they seem to park the trucks and all the containers and all the things that have been used at the end of the morning. It's about 8:30 a.m. and things are winding down here. It's been a full day already for many of the people in this small city of Tsukiji. Thank you for listening. As you know, we're here every Wednesday at 11 a.m. And if you miss the show live, you can certainly catch us on the archive at our archive at heritageradionetwork.org, or of course you can listen to the podcast on iTunes, where we're very popular. We'll be back next Wednesday at 11 o'clock with another fascinating conversation about food and taste. In the meantime, why don't you find yourself a great Japanese restaurant and think about how all that incredible fish and delicious produce that you're enjoying got there, and the culture and the logistics behind that wonderful meal. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.